You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Life's so full on. I've been working on this deck for ages. These steaks don't cook themselves, you know. Life's good with a Trex deck. Composite decking made from 95% recycled materials that won't rot, stain, or fade. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
We are the storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Sam Hargrave, Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns, back for another week of the Storm Hour. Different night tonight for the boys because of the cricket and other sporting commitments on SEN through the course of the week. But it's great to have the lads here. They look refreshed. They've both had the week off because of the Origin period, and we'll get to Origin in just a sec. But, boys, what did you actually do in your week off? Hello, Shandor. Hello, Cooper.
Hello, mate. Yeah, feeling tanned, feeling fresh. It's great to have you back on the show. You know, we've missed you for a couple of weeks. I was in Bali, mate, so a few days over in Indonesia, feet up, good food, bit of sun, and, yeah, just enjoyed myself.
Hello, Sammy. How are you?
I'm good, Cooper. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I went back to Sydney, seen the home braves, seen my father, my brother. Seen Donna from Dandenong, she came over for a sleepover at my house. It was really good.
Wow. Goodness me. What does that look like when Donna comes around for a sleepover?
She sleeps in Dad's bed.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
She loves an Italian bloke too, so that definitely fits the bill. Cooper's Italian. Did you know that?
Did you know that?
I know that your mum's Italian. I know Trish is Italian, isn't she?
How do you know my mum's name?
Well, because I did work on the station. Whoa, I did used to work on a previous station that your old man did for many, many years.
So you've met Trish or you've stalked?
Not officially.
Right. So, and yourself, Sammy, is it Turkish?
No, I get asked if I'm Italian a fair bit.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just English, just a bit of Irish. I think that's about it. My dad did the Ancestry.com thing. I probably should have read it.
All right, well, let's not make this about you, Sam.
I didn't bring myself into it.
Yes, you did.
All right, so that was your week off. Now, did you find yourself a little TV in which to have a look at Origin? Because game two was another one for the books, but not in any way, shape or form for Queensland. But New South Wales were absolutely dominant, 36-6, I think it was in the end. And that try for Queensland, Cooper Johns, was a penalty try. So they didn't look anywhere near at Queensland.
No, they did not. Well, Freddie Fittler, outstanding job under a lot of scrutiny that week, 7 different changes. And I think everyone that came into that side did a great job, did an excellent job on Queensland. Daniel Safidi was outstanding. Jack Whiten in the centres. He was outstanding. James Maloney, who came in, he was my best on ground, actually. Yeah, they were all good.
What about our man, Haroukan Finucane? He's had to wait a long time, Dale Finucane, to get a crack at Origin, and he just absolutely looked like an Origin player that had been doing it for 10 to 20 games.
100%, mate. He's the definition of Origin player. Nicknamed Chaos, and he definitely bring a little bit of that in the first 20 minutes. So, mate, it was awesome to see him get a start, and I think he'll have a massive game three. He's my big tip to have a big one. But as Cooper touched on, some of the guys that came in, your Wade Graham, Jack White in a position change, James Maloney, a little bit of experience was probably the difference, but, mate, they played out of their skin, and the Blues were just unstoppable.
What about our good friend, very good friend of the show, Christian Welsh? He's back now, I believe, from the injury that he copped earlier in the year. He was with the Queensland squad for game two, and that's what Queensland have done many times over the years, is they bring people in who they think might be around the mark and just give them the experience of being in camp and everything like that. The game's on the line. Is there any chance, do you think, for Welshy to get a call up for Queensland? Because the Queensland forward packs were atrocious. Felice Kaufusi, our Storm man, he was the only one that ran over 100 metres.
Yeah, look, I funnily enough, not many people have seen this, but in the press conference, I remember Kevy saying it was from the first kickoff, and there was obviously a little bit left out of that press conference because just beforehand he'd actually said Christian Welsh was probably the reason we lost. So, you know, the boys are calling him the curse. It's unfortunate that he had to be a part of that, but no, look, on a serious note, I think he'd be a great addition to the Queensland team, the big sea cow, the dugong. I'm sure he'd have a good impact in the team.
And so what are our predictions now for game three? I mean, I know both you boys barrack for New South Wales.
Yep.
But have you seen enough? Because they were two very different games. Like Queensland in game one has come from behind. It was, they grounded out. Things sort of went their way. Game two was a complete domination from New South Wales. Are you thinking that's how it'll continue at ANZ Stadium for New South Wales, or do you think Queensland will be able to pull another rabbit out of the hat, as they've done so many times over the years?
Well, I think game one was played up in Suncorp. They had the advantage up there, Queensland. So now that it's in Sydney, in our territory, we will win, and we will win comfortably.
Yeah, it'll be a different start to the game, I think. It'll be a lot closer, but I think New South Wales will do it.
What did you make of Kevvy Walters after the game? I know that people were madly scrambling for a dump button, but he wasn't particularly wrapped after the game. Kevvy, if you missed the Queensland coach after the game, this is what he had to say.
Oh, it was everywhere, Pete. Yeah, the kickoff pissed me off, so it didn't go far enough. There's a lot of areas. They beat us up everywhere, you know, so plenty to work on.
That was Kevvy Walters, the Queensland State of Origin coach, just a live presser, millions of people watching at home and around the world, just dropped the magic.
Yeah, I like it. I think it shows how passionate he is. Mm. I really like it, that he's actually wore his heart on his... A lot of coaches will go in there and put a bit of a face on and just sort of say, you know, it wasn't our night. I like how he went in there and just, you know, gave it to him. It was really good. Good on you, Kevin.
He touched on the kickoff there, and for me, I know he was making the point of, like, the kickoff didn't go far enough, but... For me, Saifidi poked his nose through, ran for 15 metres off the kickoff. You never see that in an Origin. And the three plays after that, the boys were poking their nose through. So for me, from the first set, I remember commenting while I was watching the game, I was thinking, mate, this is weird. Like, the boys were making metres straight away. So I think that was a good indication of the rest of the game.
With Saifidi, because it's a big honour and it's a big thing to take the first hit up in Origin. People who do it, it's one of the most courageous moments of the game, because it is the start of the game. It's where every bit has been building up to this, and both lines charge each other. So the person that takes the first hit up, that's an incredibly courageous thing to do. So that was his first game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. For him to do it in his first game and to bend the line, that's pretty big.
Yeah,
and
I was saying
he's only a young fella too.
Yeah, no, you're right, bro.
He's 22, 23 too, Saifidi. So he's not. He was the youngest forward prop on the field, and for him to put his hand like that, outstanding.
I don't think I've ever seen, but I can't remember the last time seeing a prop that didn't just get absolutely hammered off the kickoff.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time.
No, I can't. I'm struggling as well. Can you remember
I remember the first one when, no, actually, I remember Tim, my most memorable one was when Tim Grant smashed, on his first Origin, smashed Petro 7-0.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that was huge.
70 cents a litre.
Yeah.
That was good.
Not many people get the better of Petro.
No, they don't.
We'll keep working through a few things to have a chat about, and I've just – I can't remember what I was just about to say then. But
rattled. Dump it. Dump him.
Oh, wow.
Get him off.
I've had a complete mental –
He's got a run sheet in front of him too.
I've had a complete mental break.
Mental new blank. Studio.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask you. Now, Tom Trbojevic.
Freak.
Three tries, if I'm not mistaken. It was three, and one of the things that was fascinating was that Andrew Johns, your uncle Cooper, said during the call that Sydney Swans were chasing him so hard to try and get him to go to AFL.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then the more I watched it, I went, yeah, he's not the right height. He's big, but he's not cumbersomely big.
He's fit, very fit.
He's fast. And every time that he scored a try, he did boot it about 60 metres up in the stands. Although he's not too bad a kick on him. Is there anyone else that you play with that you look at it and go, because you guys spend a lot of time in Melbourne now, obviously, because you play here, and you know a fair bit about AFL, you watch a bit. Is there anyone that you play with that you go, yeah, they could make the leap easy? Like, you know, Folau and Carmichael Hunt came and had a crack at it. Is there anyone that you look at and go, yeah, they could easily play?
Well, little mate Shanda Rule's actually got a story of how he nearly went to AFL.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, well, it's not that small of a story. Obviously, that's the first thought Cooper had, because the numerous amount of times at training that I've gone up fully extended and taken a high ball overhead. But
yet to see that, actually.
Yeah, back in the old saga days, I was basically did a trial and a roundtable meeting with Essendon.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty random story. It's not the first time I've told it, but yeah, I'm It was
first time you told it to us. So yeah, as far as we're concerned, it's never existed.
Dank was the connecting link, but yeah, met in the round table at the the connecting link, so we met in a round table at the Intercontinental. They were there to play a game and met everyone. They were sort of picking my brain as to why I wanted to come over or why it would work. And then I basically did a videoed kicking session out in the Botanical Gardens, I think it is, with a few of the coaches. So I think even the Demons coach, he was there as well.
Simon Goodwin.
Yeah. I remember. I think I was kicking to him. So yeah, obviously not overly impressed with my kicking skills, but it didn't work out. But, yeah, pretty random, pretty interesting, especially now I'm in Melbourne. But players who could convert. I know someone that wants to, like Ryan Pappenhausen. He's a mad AFL fan. But
hang on, before we get onto that, so how close was it? Like, did you have to? Did they need to come back to you, or did you need to make a decision for them? Where did it get to in the negotiations of you potentially playing for Essendon?
Yeah, so it was pretty close. It was strange timing because it was a bit of a up and down year for me in 2012 before I went to the Raiders and had some good success. But in that period, I was like, man, I need something. I need an opportunity because, you know, I was falling out of favour at the Panthers. And it basically came down to the recruitment officer for what I needed and to put me through the rookie list and stuff like that. It just wasn't going to work out in terms of money and them being able to do it. So that's how it was sort of explained. But, mate, it was pretty close. It would have been pretty random. It
would have been a great story.
One of the greats.
So you think you would have ended up being one of the greats?
You would have got a Brownlow medal, I reckon.
Oh, wow.
Kicking's not my forte. So, I mean,
yep.
Surely a preseason.
It's a big part
of kicking,
the game, though, isn't it?
Kicking technique in a preseason, surely it's got to give you something.
I just got on Dr. Google as well. Tom Trbojevic becomes the eighth person to ever get a hat-trick in State of Origin, just in case anyone wanted to know out there.
That's
there you
pretty
go,
cool.
That's a fantastic stat, Cooper Johns.
Yeah, there you go.
He's like a freak. By the way, Tom Trbojevic.
Yeah. Do you think he could have made the transition?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He's a natural, like, sports. He used to go up down the road from me, and he did it all. Like, he did all the different sports, union, AFL, everything.
I remember watching that, and as Andrew Johns was saying this, I thought it must have been close if they're going to talk about AFL during State of Origin.
Yeah.
Like, State of Origin is the biggest, I think it's the biggest sporting event in the country outside of AFL Grand Final. For rugby league to be talking about it, so it must have been close.
Yeah, Joey's been clipped in the back of the head after off air for that, for sure.
Oh, you reckon?
Joey, mate, let's not talk about the Swans, buddy. 4.2 tuning in for the rugby league. He's definitely getting told off, surely.
Everyone back on board now, back from their holidays, back from their break. Big game against the Roosters, and you're actually playing at the Adelaide Oval Friday night. So this is a little precursor to the neutral game next year for Origin being at the Adelaide Oval, and you boys are about to head over there to play this week.
Yeah, we're not typically fond of ovals, Sammy. We like to be in close to the action. But, no, it's pretty cool to get the game down in Adelaide against the Roosters. Typically, it's been a close match. I think, was it last year was a golden point?
Yeah, last year Cameron Smith kicked the field goal to win.
No, well, last game against the Roosters was won by golden point, but Latrell Mitchell kicked. So that's the last two that have been decided by golden point.
Layering up on the sidelines in front of the boys too. There's a bit of payback there.
Yeah. So I think there's we're in for a big one this Friday night, guys. Mm. Tune in.
It's been a big week of player signings too. You've signed a new fella called Max King from the Titans. We're going to have a chat to him a little later on in the show. I'm sure Donna from Dandenong will be calling in. And something is escaping us, Shandor. I know that there's something we're supposed to be talking about. I know that there's some big news. We asked Cooper if he had anything big that had happened to him today, and he said, nah, nothing.
No.
So should we broach the subject now?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, if he doesn't want to talk about it, I mean, we asked him before the show, have you got anything big that you wanted to talk about today? And he goes, no.
Yeah, that's true. He wasn't too keen on what he was watching on TV. None of
the we'll see if we can drag it out. We'll see if we can drag it out of him in the next break. Okay. This is the Storm Hour. We're going to be speaking to Max King. We'll get to Donna from Dandenong. Of course, T-Bone of the Week coming up as well. And I'm sure there's something we're supposed to be talking about with you, Cooper Johns, but we'll find out what that is next on SEN.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
1-300-736-736. We love to take your calls on the Storm Hour. Sam Hargrove, Shandor Earl and Cooper Johns, the boys from the Storm, are in. I've got a couple of double passes to give away to see the Storm take on Cronulla Sharks at Amy Park on Saturday, July 13th. All thanks to Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. You can do that by ringing any time, and we'll give them away to the best caller, or save it for your T-Bone of the Week nominations, which is coming up very soon. We'll speak to new Storm signing Max King very, very soon. And I can see that the lines are calling. Donna from Dandenong will jump on with us very soon. I reckon she'll be incredibly excited, Shandor Rill, because Cooper Johns has a massive announcement to make.
What is it?
What are you doing? I don't know what this is.
You know, so what? Something happened to you today, which is absolutely brilliant, which we have an exclusive here on the Storm Hour. The club have rung me. The club have rung me and said that there's an exclusive that only we will be able to break, that no one else will have until tomorrow, and we are going to reveal it here.
Do you want to reveal it then?
Well, I think Shandor should.
Don't make me reveal it.
I think Shandor should.
It's a tough one. Cooper's real father's Paul Harrigan.
That's not it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Trish.
That's not. That wasn't to be revealed here.
Cooper Johns, the future 38th immortal, is now an NRL top 30 player at the Melbourne Storm.
I believe I can fly.
Yes. Congratulations, Cooper Johns.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Out from underneath my wing, soaring with your own. Fly, Cooper, fly.
Oh, my God. Stop the music. Cut the music.
Get it off. When you came in tonight and we asked you off air, anything big happened today, you said no. That's incredible, mate. You were a development player on the Melbourne Storm's development list. You are now officially.
Now you've developed.
you've gone through puberty and you've officially become a Melbourne Storm signing and a Melbourne Storm player on the official senior roster. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Sammy. It's good to be in the room with you two when it's told them,
so. It's a proud moment. I'm glad we're here. Is there anyone you want to thank?
I'd like to thank my sponsors.
Do you have sponsors?
No, I don't.
Well, he's looking for. He's now. Come on. Well, get around him, guys.
Actually,
NRL top 30. Get around him.
The Age newspaper. Thanks to them. Number 2B pencils.
What?
Oh, they're the other ones that would sponsor me.
On a serious note, Sammy, we've spoken about this before. We do like to have some serious moments on this show, mainly when talking about your hair issues that you're dealing with weekly.
Thank you.
But on a serious note, for Cooper. Very, very lucky to have seen him develop over the last 2 years, and very proud of him for accomplishing this. There's plenty more to come, plenty of great things ahead. But he really has stepped up his game this year and developed, and really his attitude and his application to his footy and his time at the Storm has been unbelievable to see it grow. So I'm very proud of the young Cooper Johns.
Well,
the coat hanger.
That's beautifully, beautifully said by you, Shandor Rill. Cooper Johns, one person very close to your heart is Donna from Dandenong, who wouldn't have missed an opportunity to ring up and join us in these celebrations. Are you there, Donna, and how are you feeling after this big piece of news today?
Donna.
Always good to be around when the boy becomes a man. gentlemen, well done. It's a day of good news stories. Of course, SEN going great guns in the ratings. Melbourne Storm fall clear, and of course the old sunny Coast Falcons with the 15 in a row. Let's make it happen, guys.
Where are you at, Donna? Sounds like you're somewhere else.
Well, Cooper, congratulations. May I just say that, but I'm actually having a big night out. It's a special night for me.
Oh, yeah? Why? Why is that?
Mate, it's me and my new boyfriend Colin's 5th anniversary. It's fifth night out to you. Well, he's just right here. Colin, not here. Colin, not here. I'm on the radio. He gets a little hands off. He just can't keep his hands off me. Colin, not here. I'm on the radio. We should have
Sam. Donna, you're just breaking up slightly. Are you in a bad reception area at Dandenong?
Colin is a great guy. Colin, I don't know if you guys are aware, Colin is a philosophy lecturer at Ballarat University and a big Storm fan. Would you like to have a yarn?
Yes, please.
Got a chance to him?
Yes, sure. Please. Go on.
Just keep yourself in mind. He's one of those intellectual types. Hey, Colin, not now, okay? Just the boys, okay?
Hey, boys, what's the other? Hey, listen, I'm a big Richmond Tigers fan, but bloody love the Storm, mate. Hey, wait, 3 years ago, bloody good, isn't it?
You don't sound like a lecturer, Colin.
Hey, mate, I tell you what, mate. Hey, boys, they caught up your body the other night, podcast. Bloody good, mate. Bloody love it.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Mate, you have to get off me on. You have to get me on there, mate. I've overcome adversity. I used to have a terrible start, and now I let you in your bloody philosophy. Unbelievable.
Sounds like a great story.
Well, just from one podcast.
Yeah, that's a good one. I just got to start in the middle, but tell me what happened at the moment.
Yeah, well.
Well, it was great to meet you, Colin. Is Donna...
Yeah, mate, no worries, Jim.
Is Donna... Can we get Donna back on the line?
I'll just pop her back on, mate. He's bloody... Literally, he's made my little love machine. I'll pop her back on.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's true love there.
Hands off me, Colin. Coach, gentlemen. So, guys, I'm going to have to go. Colin, getting a little old, little tricky.
Well, Donna, we know you must be very proud of Cooper because you've known him since the day he was born. So you must be out celebrating that good news today.
Oh, yes. Yep. Me and Colin are going to have a few shots and what happens after that, well, it's nobody else's business with myself and Colin's. Well, if you want to hear about next week, I'll ring up Phil. Yes. I'll give you a little secret. It rhymes with heck.
All right, Donna from Dandenong. We got out of that one all right. I thought it sounds like Donna's got a few under the bonnet.
Honestly, I didn't hear about 90% of that. I was lost.
Well, Dandenong doesn't have great mobile phone coverage, so that's why.
Neither does the Collaroy pub as well. So okay. Maybe they sound like they're down there. So.
Well, Cooper, it's fantastic news, mate. And so, how are you feeling? In all honesty, because that's a massive moment in your life and in your career. How did you feel today when you got the call?
Yeah, I was pretty happy when the football manager, Frank, rang me, Frank Penisi. Yeah, it was really good. I don't want to talk about my emotions. Let's talk about something else.
I would like to talk about your emotions.
No, you're getting me all nervous and red and hot and sweaty, and I don't want to
I'll do that when I come and shake your hand, mate. But what? you've played football from what age?
I don't know, 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe? And you've gone, this is a path that a lot of people have taken before you, but you've got the very unique position of having, an uncle who's an immortal and a father who's one, probably the most high-profile person in rugby league, played State of Origin, played for his country as well. So through your life, that's sort of been over you. So to make this off your own bat and off your own steam and to achieve that must be a huge moment for you.
Yeah, it is. I do, yeah, that when you put it in that way, yeah, it does mean a lot to me, but... Yeah, I don't like talking about my feelings too much.
Joey actually got him start at the Storm.
So. Oh, there it is. I knew it was coming. I knew if I let my guard down for a second, I was going to hit you in the face.
Well, we're absolutely wrapped for you, Cooper Johns. And as many people have said, that this is the start, not the end. So big things to come.
Yeah,
we're
buddy.
Very, very sure. Hey, we've got to find out from Shandor what the latest episode is of his podcast Fueled by Fire, which we'll do next. The next Storm home game is the Sharks on Saturday, July 13th. It's shaping up to be what could be Cam Smith's 400th game. We'll talk about that. You can get your tickets too, all thanks to Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to get involved. And we will speak to new Storm signing Max King up next, the Storm Hour, SEN.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
What we like to do on the Storm Hour, Shandor, Earl, Cooper Johns, Sam Hargraves, just picking up the slack. We like to drop bombs. We like to put exclusives out there into the rugby league world, and we've just dropped a massive one, Shandor Earl.
Oh, there's recently been a fire in the building at SEN, so you've just become top priority on the hit list. Wow.
Security's coming in to grab him.
Very interesting.
The same guy that chased you in the door when you didn't announce yourself this evening.
Wow. There's a scoop for you.
All right. So apart from me being the prime suspect in the SEN fire, which is ridiculous, that wasn't me. We just announced, Shandor Earl, that Cooper Johns is today officially what?
He is an NRL top 30 contracted player. We're doing big things here on the Storm Hour, scoops, you name it.
Twitter's going right off at the moment. People getting involved. We just spoke to Donna from Dandenong.
Let's get #38 trending on Twitter.
Let's not do that.
Sammy's not keen.
So, no, just... So when you are now, so you've gone from a development player.
Yeah.
So what happens now and what changes for you around the club? Does it mean you get a locker with the big boys? Does it mean you don't have to wear your shorts in the shower anymore? Does that, what does it mean?
I don't wear my shorts in the shower anyway. So
he's not Christian Welsh.
He's not Christian Welsh. He's not insecure as Christian Welsh. No, so now it's being in the 36 beforehand, it was in terms of getting a crack in NRL, they had to get NRL clearance before I was able to do that. Now, you know, it's all about just playing the best footy I can, and then they'll be able to give me an opportunity. And then other than that, there's a little little pay rise for the Coop Dog.
Alleviates the pressure off that old Matty Johns allowance.
You know, that was preempted, actually. I set him up for that joke. Thanks for that. And, yeah. So that's about it. And I get a
so no wonder your dad and brother are out celebrating, Donna's out celebrating, as we heard earlier, because it's one less mouth to feed.
Feeding my own mouth for the last 2 years. Know. Thank you very much.
We know that. Oh, well, it is absolutely sensational news, and there is other big news for the Storm coming. But before we get to the Storm's newest recruit, and there are a couple, Solomon Okata has joined the club as well. Max King, who we're going to speak to in just a minute. But Scott Drinkwater, who's been on this show before, the Storm Hour, I think he did the very first episode of the Storm Hour. He's got an opportunity to go to the Cowboys, which is a two-pronged thing, because you're losing a good bloke and a good player. And, you know, I've heard Billy Slater say that that kid's going to be something. Mm-hmm. But it means that your good mate, and I think your housemate, Harry Grant, has been promoted as well.
Yep.
It's been a big week in your household.
It's been a huge week in our household. Me and Harry are having a little party when we get back home. So if anyone wants to come out to Wheelers Hill, you know, text me and I'll text you the address.
0433 911 16 if you want Cooper Johns' address.
Yeah, there you go.
Scott Drinkwater is a big loss to the club, though.
Yep. He is definitely. He's a player of the future, for sure. He's toiled away and learned his craft down at the Storm, so he's only going to be better for it. But, mate, I think it really highlights rugby league. Bloody funny game. You know, he was in the preseason tipped to be potentially in the running for the starting fullback spot.
Yep.
And now, you know, through injury and unfortunate opportunity, he ends up being third string at the Storm, and he has to take another opportunity. Just highlights, like, people need to understand that it's what you see on Instagram or each week on the field for 80 minutes isn't a true reflection of, you know, some of the hardships you have to go through. So, you know, I guess him going to North Queensland, though, is a positive thing, and I'm stoked, and as are the boys, that we get to watch him this weekend, you know, playing in first grade, because it is genuinely where he belongs.
Yeah, very well deserved from Scotty.
We wish you all the best, Scotty Drinkwater. And it also meant, too, that when Harry got his promotion, Cooper Johns, you gave put him through his paces in a real hard-hitting exclusive interview yourself. Well, let's just take a little piece of it.
Harry Grant, congratulations. You've just been promoted to the top 30 for the Storm squad. How do you feel?
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'm pretty stoked. It's definitely something to strive for over the last couple of years. So to get the nod on the shoulder today and get told about it, I'm pretty stoked.
You've been in excellent form for the Sunshine Coast Falcons this year, 14 straight. You've had about 8 man of the matches. What do you put that down to?
I wouldn't say 8, maybe 2. But I think everyone's just keen to play together, and we're all playing for one another, and everyone's on board. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
And what's the goal for the rest of the year? You hoping to get another game in first grade?
Yeah, definitely that would be the goal, to get a few more games in first grade. But if my footy's just played at Sunny Coast, just play consistent over the rest of the year, and hopefully play some good footy through the finals with them.
So, Harry, what do you love about playing at the Storm?
I love it all, mate. I love the culture. I love being around the boys. Learning off some of the greats that we got here at the club, like Belzer, Smithy and Slatsy. But yeah, just love it all, mate.
There you go, Storm fans. Harry Grant, the people's champion.
Thanks, little buddy Coops.
That sounded like you boys had already started the party.
That was at 3 a.m. I interviewed him then.
Hopefully,
the amount of testy pops in Harry's voice. Yeah, you'd think he was a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, it really matches his non-existent neck beard as well. Hopefully, he gets that nod on the shoulder too. Good on you, Harry.
Wow. He was double stoked. Go easy on Harry. He's a good fella. He was double stoked. He was stoked once, and then he was stoked again a little later. So.
A little surfy boy stoked. Double time.
Sound like he just won bells.
Yeah, it's
now, the other big news during the week, of course, is that Max King has come from the Gold Coast Titans, where he played 38 NRL games. He arrived at Storm HQ on Tuesday after getting a release. So he's only a day in the state, coming from the Sunshine State to Melbourne. Well, let's just find out how the Storm's newest recruit, Max King's, feeling at the moment. Hello, Max. How are you enjoying the weather, mate?
Hey, boys. How's it going? Yeah, no, the weather's cold. still acclimatizing, mate.
And for more weather updates, we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Tim Bailey.
no, but, mate, I'm still acclimatizing. Got the chuckies on at the moment, so I didn't think they had a bit of dust on them coming from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, you never need them up there, mate.
No, just all budgie smugglers wouldn't have been up there.
Yeah, well, I struggled for a tan as it was, so... I'm going to be struggling here in Melbourne.
You'll be right, mate. Hey, Kingy, we've come to, you know, we've placed a few nicknames in you already in your short tenter. Can you give us a description of what animal you would describe yourself as if you had to?
First day in, there's a lot of chat around the rhino. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe the big chest.
That'll stick. We don't have a rhino at the club, so we welcome that with open arms.
Don't you have a white rhino?
No, we don't, mate. We've got a white dugong, and now we've got a white rhino. So, Max, the white rhino king. Get around it, guys. Hashtag Twitter.
Well, it's either between a rhino or a walrus, so the pressure is really on, you know, obviously. Big difference between both the animals, and really pushing for the rhino at the moment.
Yeah, let's stick with that, I reckon.
Hey, Maxie, one thing I've noticed about you since we've been down here, you've got to be one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I want to know, and so does all the Storm fans, what really makes you angry?
Oh, well, thanks, mate. I appreciate the compliment. mate, I go a bit loony a couple of days without playing the PlayStation. It keeps me sane. I've got a bit of a squad online.
What?
I don't know,
squad,
mate.
Squad? What's that mean? Hang
Is that
on.
A gang?
Are you in an online gang?
No, squad. So, yeah, I've got a bit of a ride or die kind of team up on the online on the PlayStation.
What's your game of choice?
Fortnite.
Yep.
Don't act like you know what Fortnite is, Shandor.
I've got no idea. Yeah. Is that how often you play it, or I don't know what that is.
Probably a couple of hours every day. It was a sort of post-training routine for me on the Gold Coast.
Hey, and Maxie, you're still very young, but you've played 38 NRL games for the Gold Coast Titans. What made you want to come down here when you were you've already played a lot of games for them? What made you make up the decision to come down to Melbourne?
Yeah, I think on the Gold Coast, it was great to sort of get an opportunity in the NRL. Maybe before I was ready, or I was, you know, getting the crack a lot earlier than what I originally would have been at, you know, possibly other clubs. But I think just analysing over the last 12 months, I felt a bit static in my sort of game development, coming off contract next year, I really spoke to my manager, and really expressed about how I want to develop as a player. And I heard that Storm were interested, and I just jumped at it and told them, mate, I don't care about money, I don't care about anything. But, you know, I've got to be walking right back. I really want to be a part of the team, and I obviously there's some greats there, at coaching staff-wise and player-wise. I just wanted to really jump on it and grow as a player.
Nice, Maxie. Mate, last question from me. What are your goals for the rest of the year? I think, mate, that's an awesome attitude, and I can, speaking of my own sort of experience with the Storm, you learn so much, and if you're ever going to find out how good a player you can be, this is the place to do it. But for you, for the rest of the year, what are your personal goals?
Obviously, the team's going to go far this year, and I'd love to be a part of the NRL side. I think coming down here, the biggest thing for me was, as I just mentioned, developing. I didn't want to get caught up in the fact of if I was playing, if I was in the 17 this week or whatever. I know it's a strong club and culture, and you sort of have to earn your stripes before you sort of get given an opportunity. I really wanted to focus on developing as a player, and I think that, you know, if I do that well, then the 17 will come. And being inside that 17, obviously the club, you know, is a benchmark at the moment. So I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, mate, looking forward to seeing you progress.
Max King, the Storm's newest recruit, 38 games with the Titans. But, mate, before we let you go, not unlike our very good friend here, Cooper Johns, you are from rugby league royalty as well. Just give us a little bit of your family history in the great game of rugby league.
So my great-grandfather, he was at, he played a bit of time at Rabbitohs as a first grader, played NRL or whatever NRL was called at that time. And then my my pop plays for St. George inside that 11-year premiership side.
How many did he win?
He won seven.
So was he not up to it for the other couple of years, or was he injured?
Oh,
or?
I think he got he was a bit late to the party. He was
That's incredible. Yeah. And your dad played as well.
Yeah, my old man played. He played a bit of NRL and went over to Super League and had a stint in Super League, and then that's where he met Mum and sort of had me. So.
Yeah, good.
Oh, it's a good story. You sound like a ripping fella, so you'll fit in very, very nicely at the Melbourne Storm, mate. Thanks for having a chat to us, and we look forward to seeing you out on the pitch.
Awesome, boys. Thanks
Cheers,
for having
Kingy.
Me on.
See you, mate.
Good on you, Maxie.
Max King, he's a ripping fella, isn't he?
Great bloke.
He's a very good bloke. Now, Shandor, we haven't spoken about your podcast, which we will do, but it's time for T-Bone of the Week, 1-300-736-736. If you'd like to nominate a T-Bone of the Week, Shandor, this is where we nominate basically the idiot of the week, and we'll get you to retell the story as to why it's called the T-Bone of the Week. After this, we will come back 1-300-736-736. If you'd like to nominate a T-Bone of the Week, I've got a couple of double passes to see the Storm take on the Cronulla Sharks at Amy Park on Saturday, July 13th. All thanks to Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. And also, just remember, you can support the Melbourne Storm, the club that supports our city. Get four Melbourne Storm home games for just $99. Call 1-300-STORMS now and be Melbourne proud. Back to wrap it all up with T-Bone of the Week on the Storm Hour next on SEN. We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We
are the Storm and we're number one. On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
The Purple Army is building for 2019. Melbourne, your our city and we're your club. Any four Melbourne Storm home games for just $99. Call 1-300-STORMS now and be Melbourne proud in 2019. Shandor Earl and Cooper Johns, the boys are here, and we're going to wrap it up with T-Bone of the Week very, very shortly. But Shandor, was wrapped to go along. Just scored myself a token invite to the launch of your podcast, Fueled by Fire, the other night, and the first episode is out and going. It's you and Josh Adokar from The Storm. How's it been tracking, mate?
Yeah, it's been great. It's not sure how you got an invite to the podcast launch, but that's for another time. No, mate, it's been awesome. I started off with my own story. Wanted to lay the foundation for the podcast, and we followed on by Josh, who's got a phenomenal, really good insight into his journey. And now this week, tonight, actually, launch with Kane Lambert. So our first AFL interview, and it was really good for me because I'm still learning about how everything works there, and his journey is phenomenal. Knocked back from the draft six times, great bloke, good player who's established himself. But I told him and I've told the boys that, you know, I've faced a lot of adversity and things have gone, been a bit of a roller coaster, but not face that rejection. I don't really know how I would have coped with that moving forward constantly and just persevered. So credit to him. So yeah, check it out. Fueled by Fire. Doing great things.
If you're a Richmond Footy Club fan listening or just a sports fan in general, what will we learn about Kane Lambert that we might not have already known?
Well, the best way I can put it is I went to do my research on Kane as best as I could, and I really couldn't find much. Very humble guy who hasn't really detailed his own story, but I guess it's an opportunity where I kind of knew what I wanted to get out of it, so I picked his brain as much as I could, not only to hear his story of inspiration, how he persevered and finally got a spot in a top squad team, AFL team, but then making his way to becoming a premiership player, but also getting him some insights into the inner sanctum at Richmond, how he operates and his mindset. So, mate, it's a definite listen for any Richmond Football Club fans.
And Cooper Johns, before we talk about the fact that in a couple of weeks' time, the next home game for the Storm is against the Sharks, Saturday, July 13. Now, if Cam Smith gets through the next couple of weeks, it'll be his 400th game, which no one in NRL history has been able to do before. Am I right?
No, no one ever.
No one close.
Ever. No. Steve Menzies got very close, but that was including Super League games, which we do not count.
No, it'll never be touched.
Well, make sure if you're not doing anything that night, get along to that. We want a full house at Amy Park to celebrate one of the greatest to ever step out on a rugby league field, Cam Smith, to play 400 games, hopefully, touch wood, against the Sharks on Saturday, July 13th at Amy. Quick, Cooper, before we get to TV of the Week, Game of Thrones finished. You were very upset about that. Emotional and tears were shed. Yeah. What are you watching at the moment?
Don't want to be completely honest with you.
No, I'd like you to lie and make it up.
Okay.
No, but I'll be honest. What are you watching?
You know what?
Real Housewives or something.
Gossip Girl.
Ooh. Shandor?
Not sure how I feel about it.
Is there something wrong with Gossip Girl, is there?
We've only got 5 minutes left of the show, so probably we don't have enough time to go into it. But, Shandor, that...
Bit of a throwback.
That probably just eases us very nicely into T-Bone of the Week. Shandor, would you like to nominate anyone?
Yes, start the Barbie up. So T-Bone of the Week refers to our great friend of the show and unbelievable Storm player, Cameron Munster. Cameron used to live with a few of the boys, and they used to go by the name The Porterhouse. They all went out to get tattoos, and Cameron Munster unfortunately got a tattoo of a T-Bone, which would mean he's an idiot. So we give this award as Idiot of the Week Award, T-Bone of the Week Award. Sammy, why don't you kick us off?
Oh, look, I don't normally like to open the bowling with this because this is your boy's show and I just help steer the ship in the right direction. But I will give a nomination this week to two people. I would give you one, wow. Cooper, for saying you watch Gossip Girl. Given that you've just had one of the greatest days of your life, I don't want to bring you down at all because you've just been signed on the 30-man squad for the Storm. So we're wrapped for you and we're all around you. First one, and as it is every week, is to Shandor.
Okay.
He texted me to say that he was here, gave me a minute and a half to get him. To say that he was here at the building, which, by the way, as you might know on SEM, we've had a fire during the week and it's been chaos.
Yeah, around here.
We're all pulling together. So I've got Shandor downstairs, bruh, and then a minute and a half later, mate, A-list doesn't wait in the cold. You are a T-bone.
Did you actually say that?
It's right here. Look at my phone.
Yeah, we're on radio, champ. No one can see it.
Oh, wow. I've just read it verbatim.
If we're going to make up T-bones now, I mean, that's not fair.
Yeah, my other one comes off the back of Origin because I'm a big believer that journos who cover the game and everything like that should be able to give an opinion, and because they watch a lot of it, they see a lot of it. There's certain areas, though, where I don't think you should tread down if you haven't tread onto the field itself. And I never like to say, and I hate it when players go, you wouldn't know, you've never played, but there's certain things I think you just don't go near. There's a journo, and I don't really know, I think he works for Fox Sports. Simon's his name.
Hey, leave Fox Sports alone, mate.
No, they're fantastic. But I watched a tweet of his and then read an article of his where he talked about an incident that happened just on the final whistle where Josh Maguire may have taken James Maloney high.
His head off.
And the tweet and then the article, like in the article, the tweet's one thing, but in the article to refer to it as a dog shot and reference grubbiness of a player, I think that's probably going too far in a journalistic sense. I'm not a journo, but I reckon that's a bit too far because I don't think he would say that to Josh Maguire's face.
Probably not.
So for the old mate who just went maybe a little bit too far trying to get ahead, and we can't blame him for that. I've been guilty that many times. Maybe calling players dogs and grubs in an article, it's a T-bone for me.
Yeah, it's a fair point. He's one of those players you want on your team, but you probably don't want to play against. But I'll put you out of your misery, Sammy. It was a dog shot, mate.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Scoop, another scoop. This is getting crazy.
Wingers calling it dog shot, wow.
Hey, we're basically front rows these days, but that's for another time.
You're muscly touch judges, that's what you are.
That's for another time, mate.
Hey, we've got to get to the first serve very soon. BP's waiting patiently in the wings. Have you got a T-bone of the week for us, Cooper Johns?
I think, Shandor there. So I've got a little spy over in Bali, Shandor.
Yeah.
He's by the name of Piot.
Piot.
Maybe you met Piot while you were over there.
Is he an Indonesian native?
He is an Indonesian native, and he's also my half-cousin. So
Piot Katuk.
Piot, yeah, well, we don't need to do that. But Piot sent me a photo of you by the pool the other day when you were sitting there with your lovely girlfriend, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to say to him, you know what, go up and ask him for a photo. We'll see. I thought, he'll brush him, thinking, the type of personality you are, which is a dog.
Man of the people.
No, you're not. And Piot went up to you and asked you for a photo. You very kindly said yes. But during the photo, Piot told me you got a little bit handsy. Now, I'm not one to point fingers. I'm not one to say allegedly. But did you put your hand allegedly on Piot's lower back?
What you have failed to mention is that Piot's actually a ladyboy and a very good-looking one at that, so I was none the wiser. Steph was casually getting us a couple of drinks. So we'll keep that off air.
Hopefully Steph is not listening.
Shandor, do you have a T-bone of the week?
Yes, our great friend of ours at the show, Kevin Walters' son, formerly known as Billy Walters.
Why formerly? Has he changed his name?
No, he's only referred to as Kevin Walters' son. He doesn't get the recognition of his own name. So Kevy's son, he's recently been battling with a bout of tonsillitis. There's a number of remedies out there. You go to the chemist, you'll be able to purchase, you know, some antibiotics, some other cold and flu remedies. But I've never heard of a remedy of going to the hot springs with your girlfriend. So that was an interesting one. Wasn't able to participate in training, but was able to attend the hot springs. So,
which, you know, is like an hour away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me. Tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Well, it would be if you had tonsillitis as well.
Yeah. So, look, if you're going to venture out to the hot springs and make a day of it, and then carry on with the tonsillitis, you better turn the barbie on because you're a T-bone.
Yeah, you're gone.
Nicely done. A few very sizzling T-bones there, Shandor L. Fantastic work from you, and we can catch the podcast Fueled by Fire. The new episode out now with Kane Lambert from the Richmond Football Club.
Get around.
Good luck with that, Kerber Johns. What a massive day for you, my friend. It's been huge. It's been one a day that you'll never forget.
I can fly. Sing it, Sammy, sing it.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Kerber Johns has been officially signed as a Melbourne Storm contracted player. It's a massive day for him and his family, and he requested this as his favourite song. And he's going to sing it for the break.
Thor. I'm actually very sure of that.
That's the Storm Hour for another week. The Purple Army building for 2019. Melbourne, you're in our city.
We're your club.
Any four Melbourne Storm home games for only $99. Call 1300 Storms now and be Melbourne proud in 2019.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.